And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Every now and then in the course of human progress, there comes a moment in which caring and thinking people sit up and say, "What were we thinking?" A lawsuit filed by the ACLU has caused such a moment recently. The subject is solitary confinement in our state prisons. As the lawsuit points out, right now in North Carolina, thousands of people are incarcerated in solitary confinement, held in tiny prison cells and denied human contact, sunlight, and fresh air for 22 to 24 hours a day. Some have been there for months or even years. There is a clear medical consensus that solitary confinement is virtually guaranteed to inflict serious physical and psychological pain and create or exacerbate mental illness, and doing nothing to rehabilitate people or prepare them to reenter society. Instead, they come out sick, angry, socially withdrawn, and even more likely to end up back in prison. In other words, not only is solitary confinement cruel in most circumstances, it's a lousy and counterproductive practice that harms public safety and well-being. State leaders should end this barbaric practice as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.